So this was bound to happen eventually, and I'm shocked that it took so long. But the day has come for me to correct something that I've said on the podcast. And normally I wouldn't do this, purely because I normally say, like, I make sure to say, yo, don't, like, hey, this isn't the place to get your information. Hey, facts might be wrong here. Hey, I'm not a fucking, like, yeah, I'm not the person to go to get your facts. I come here and I talk my shit and I leave. But within this situation, I listen back, and it can be construed that I was speaking from a point of authority. Not really authority, but just, hey, I know what I'm talking about. Which, I mean. So before I get into how I fucked up, I'd like to, well, obviously I got some facts wrong in the story. But before I get into exactly what I got wrong and how this, if you can call it a retraction, let me first, before I counter do anything that I'm doing here. This was not forced. That's number one. This was not forced. Number two, I learned something from this whole thing. And number three, I will continue to probably get shit wrong, and I'll explain how I came to this decision in a second. But first and foremost, welcome to the Donkey's Best Friend Podcast. I am your host, Bobito, aka the Funk Soul Brother, aka Master B, aka Styles B, aka BMX, aka Slick Rick, aka the Funk Soul Brother, and you are listening to the 26th episode of the podcast. Guys, to everybody who listens to this podcast, I am mad grateful, and yeah, I'm just mad grateful, dude. Like, thank you for tuning in. In whatever time that you do this, I'm guessing some of you come for guests. There's no guest today. You're just with your boy is out here, regular schmegular shit. And yeah, man, I had a guest lined up, and then I didn't hear back from him, so I lined up another guest who decided soccer was more important, like playing like indoor soccer in the middle of fucking winter is more important to my podcast. Fuck you. Real talk, dog. I know you're listening, and if you're not, fuck you double times. But anyway, and imagine. 5 minutes before we're supposed to record. Nah, sorry, dog. You know, I gotta kick a ball around. You're a grown ass nigga, dog. You ain't got no ball like ambitions at this point. And like you are shitting on my life to go and kick a ball. Fuck you, dog. Now that I got that out of my system, I'm kidding. Some truth to it, though. Anyway, so I fucked up. In the last episode, episode 25 of the podcast, the last podcast, around 50 minutes or somewhere around there, me and my guest, but more so led by me, I will say that, started speaking about a situation that happened on the internet involving people that we both knew. Now, we mentioned no names, but if you know kind of situation. But we got some of the details wrong. Now, after we had the conversation, I was listening back to the podcast, and I clipped some of that conversation, or the prelude to that conversation. I clipped that and uploaded that as a clip for the podcast. And when I did this, I sent that clip to a mate who was referenced in the story. And I did it a bit tongue-in-cheek, like, hey, yo, let me know if I mischaracterize you. Because I knew that I had slightly. But you know when you, like, it's banter. But he wasn't here for the banter, so you get what I mean. Like, if I'm bantering you and you in front of me, you can see the tone and the banter and whatever. But he wasn't here. So he didn't. And as well, it's real life shit. But anyway, it was banter. And yeah. So I send him it, and I'm like, yo, let me know if I mischaracterized you. But I won't lie to you, I knew I slightly did, but I thought it would be a joke. And not to say that he took it too seriously, before you say anything, like, or before you think this person did take it, we'll get to that. But he did fill me in on the correct story, and in telling me the details, he let me know towards the end that, yo, like, so when you guys were speaking and I'm hearing these inconsistencies, it made me feel a type of way. Not in a pissed off, angry, fuck you kind of way. Just, yo, that's not how it happened. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. As grown men, we can speak like this without shit getting heated, without shit getting unreasonable. Because I think he knew me to be the kind of person who will, without a doubt, set the record straight and make sure that the real version of events, although names weren't mentioned, is at least referred to in this podcast. Because, as I said, those who know, know. So, you guys, if you haven't heard the story, pause this podcast, go to the clip, and you'll be able to. I'll link the timestamp. You know, I never do this kind of shit because effort. But I'll link the timestamp, and you guys can find the episode or what I'm talking about there. So you'll find it there, and then you'll pause this episode, you go there, you listen, and then you come back, and you'll be listening now. So now that you've listened to that part of the podcast, the story went. Oh, so basically, I told that story, right? And this is the correction. So the person that I'd referenced who in my version of the story was an antagonist, which was a mischaracterization. But you know, the bands like, hey, bro, you out here for blood, whatever, what? Okay, that wasn't the scenario. And I'll explain why I thought of it like that. Because at the time, racial tensions, or maybe not racial tensions, but rather it felt like a lot more black people of color in actuality. There were a lot of different people who I believe were starting to find, and don't get it twisted, the man I'm referring to has never been soft-spoken or not, he never didn't have his voice. But at this time, it felt like a lot of people who didn't have their voices, or who maybe didn't speak on certain issues, were finding their voice and were letting loose on the internet or in person, wherever it was. People were actually like, I'd been out to dinner or wherever, like out at a club or whatever, out at a bry or whatever, and things that used to fly no longer fly. So it was an interesting time to be seeing this in real time. This was one of those moments where something like this happened on the internet, but it was an amalgamation of a bunch of different people doing the same thing online. So what I saw as one post was actually somebody that we mutually know. We all kind of know. Everyone who would know the story or knows this dude. He posted, another guy, not the guy I'm referencing in this story, another dude posted something similar, and his post was more so generally about all boys schools, whereas the man I referenced in my story, his post was about his all boys school, his own all boys school, and his own experiences going to the school. That was the first thing that I got wrong. Cool. Then, after he posted this, a bunch of dudes in his grade who he considered friends, and I don't know, he never clarified on whether he still considers them friends, brothers in fact, because if anybody who's been to an all-boys school, the people that you go to school with, especially if you're a boarder, those become your brothers. They're not your chomies, they're your brothers. Better or for worse, you go through a lot with them, with these niggas, you know what I mean? You grow, you're a fucking adolescent when you get there, and you're pretty much a full-grown man when you leave. Or at least in physicality, you know what I mean? So you grow a lot with these men. And these men were protecting the school rather than listening to their boy. So their boy was saying, yo, this is what happened at the school, and you know what I mean? To like just airing out his grievances with the school. And they were commenting like, nah, nigga, what you mean? And one nigga specifically, the guy that I was talking about in the podcast, went in on My boy, the black dude, I'm gonna refer to him as the black dude, and I'm gonna refer to these other dudes as the white dudes. Only because that's the only way I can refer to the separate sides of this without mentioning names, without getting twisted by, you know, I was talking about that brah and then this brah, you know what I mean? It's the simplest way. Sorry. So I don't know why I'm saying sorry. It makes sense. So this dude, the black dude, was attacked basically in like, oh, not attacked. Let me rather say his own privilege was brought up as a reason why he couldn't have experienced this racism, which if you think about it, that doesn't make sense, but it's not the argument of the privilege that was brought up. It was more so the way and the tone that it was brought up. It was brought up in a very disrespectful manner, and his family, without mentioning exactly who or how, his family was also brought into disrepute, and that's what really made what really turned it ugly. Because, and as anybody knows, we beefing or whatever, we beefing. Leave my family the fuck out of it. They have nothing to do with this. And in fact, we shouldn't be beefing. This should be a dialogue. But anyway, so my boy, the black dude, takes this, screenshots it, and posts it as a post saying, yo, you check how these dudes will. And let me say again, because this is what he told me. He was taken aback because these are people that he considered brothers, as I said, as allies. He never thought that should he post something about the racism that he experienced at the school, they would come out in defense of the school rather than listen to their brother. And the way he phrased it was that it's crazy how they felt like they were the guardians of the school's history or the tradition. It's almost like, this is my own inference. He didn't say these exact words, but it's my own inference. It's almost like these dudes become indoctrinated themselves. Like, how do you put these systems, these things above actual humans that you know? Actual humans that you've grown with, that you consider brothers, who are bringing up something that has hurt them in the past. Doesn't want money, doesn't want shit, bro. He just wants to be heard. Like, yo, this happened, and it's still happening, and nobody talks about it. And at this time, I can't remember what year it was, but at this time, niggas were talking about it a bit more. So I think basically what I'm trying to say is the last time I had a very joking attitude, because it was me and my homie who were catching up about something wild that we saw on the internet. It was a lighthearted moment. But the more I thought about this, I can understand why it is way deeper. And obviously I know, like, I lived through this as well. Anybody who went to an all boys school will know, will understand, especially as a person of color, you'll understand exactly what we're talking about. So I'm a person who tends to take the lightheartedness of things and the dark I'll go through file through in my own time. Does that make sense? Like, in a public forum, if we're talking with a bunch of people, I'll likely have thought about the darkness of situations beforehand, dealt with the darker elements, the more negative elements. And when I see you or when we talk in person about something like this, I'll more likely have dealt with that side of it. And if I haven't, I likely won't speak on it because I'll feel like I might say the wrong thing. You get me? So anyway, coming back to my boy's story. Or just the story, because my story was my story. It was incorrect. His story is the story. And even when he told me it, it rang true because I remembered these things. And as I said the last time, I've never, ever, this man has never come off as a liar to me in any way, shape, or form. In fact, he's one of the most, what you see is what you get kind of niggas I've ever met. In any case. So, what happens next? Oh yeah, so then the other dudes come in, like other dudes in the same like vein trying to tell him that no, he's got it wrong, this didn't happen, or trying to twist his words or whatever. And he now brings up that, so that's when I called him an antagonist, or referenced him as being an antagonist in this situation, because I remember seeing comments where he was calling niggas out on shit that they had done. And that's where I said in the part, in the last podcast, I've never known this man to be a liar, so chances are what he said happened, happened. That's my opinion, and nobody can take it away from me. He's validating it by saying that it happened, and these niggas will obviously, as they did, if I remember correctly, they denied it. But yet again, it's, yeah, my opinion on what I believe probably happened. And then, after this, he screenshot the comment and he posted them as another post saying, you see how you got to be careful around some of these niggas, because they'll portray to be allies to the cause, allies to your plight, until it shines negatively on them. And that's me paraphrasing. He didn't say exactly that. It's just like he said to me, the post, I can't remember, bro. I must, like, so another thing, he said in journalism, I need to be a bit more careful because it's about the truth. And this is where I had a bit of pushback, but at the time it wasn't time for pushback, because my boy told me he felt the type of way. And yet again, I'm gonna say that when he said he felt the type of way, it was just honest. I felt a type of way. Now that way can be any kind of emotion. There's a range of emotions. When people hear that, they normally think rage, they think anger, they think whatever. But just the mere fact that you feel something about something means that, as a friend at the very least, I should look into that and see why you might feel a type of way. When I look at it, I got the story wrong, regardless of my intent. If my intent was right, then this happens. I come back and I say, yo, this is exactly what happened. This is the story. This is how I'm looking at it in a more serious manner and painting it in the right way. That's how I see it. You get what I mean? So anyway, so he was telling me, as a journalist, you got to be about fact or whatever. And myself, I was like, yo, I'm not a journalist. I just come on here without much preparation and talk some shit. That's me. That's the whole stick of this podcast. And then I have guests on who, if they want to talk serious shit, we'll talk serious shit. If they don't want to talk serious shit, they don't. And sometimes I talk serious shit on the podcast, but more often than not, I'll research that shit. But that conversation flew at the end of the podcast, randomly. So yeah, man, that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't think there's much else. Just the fact that he wasn't antagonizing people, he was just bringing to light their past behavior, or racist behavior, or racist prejudice behavior, when they were in fact telling him that he wasn't telling the truth. So in no point of this he was an antagonist, he was just voicing his opinion, and he got pushback from the very people that created the environment that needed him to voice his opinion on. You get me? So yet again, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, I hope you are, because the fuck, my bad. And again, thank you for being grown up about it, in the way you handled this situation. You could have flew off the handle and been mad ridiculous, but, or not ridiculous, you would have had all the right, but you decided to look at the character you're speaking to. You looked at me and you thought, couldn't have meant bad by it. And you were right. And I'm glad that you gave that thought to it. So yeah, man, that's my retraction. Way longer than I expected it to be. But I've got a funny story. It wasn't funny at the time. Holy shit, bruh. So I'll get to work. Well, first off, I wake up this morning. When I wake up, all's good. Lights, everything, cameras, I'm all good. Oh, not lights, cameras, but you know, we got lights. Take my shower, eating my breakfast, trying to look at a YouTube video while eating my breakfast, and nothing. I'm like, what the fuck? I look at the DSTV modem, and nothing. Oh shit, Oh shit, load shedding. Now, to give you an understanding of why this hit me, like, what the fuck? Because we got hit by load shedding yesterday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Cool. No stress. I got you. I'm working late that night, around midnight. I get hit again by load shedding. I'm like, what the fuck is this? From midnight to like 2. So, I was working at the time, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to bed. And I wake up and we got electricity. Good. I'm glad. I go to bed, or now, like, I'm eating breakfast. This is around 8. No electricity. So I gotta fucking run to the office because I've got a meeting, a Zoom meeting at like, what? 9 or some shit. I think it was 9. Some shit like that. So I gotta run to the office. And remember, when you work at the crib, you work upper body formal, upper body business, lower body personal. Out here in sweatpants, winter socks, and stokies, dog. But yeah, now I gotta run. I gotta head out to the office. So I head to the office, get there, and I head straight to the elevator. There's this nigga on the phone outside the elevator, just chatting. You know, I give him. He was an actual nigga, like a black guy. So I'm like, yeah, oh, not an actual nigga, like like property or some shit, but like he was a black man. So I give him the nod, you know, the two-piece. I went, run into the elevator. I press my floor, and now I start looking at myself. You know when you look at yourself in the elevator when you're alone, and don't tell me you don't do it, because you do it. You all do it. We all do it. You look at yourself in the mirror. You lick your lips. Especially if you're looking good, and although I was in a rush, well, goddammit. Looking at myself, thinking to myself, yeah, man, yeah, man. And then all of a sudden, what the fuck was that? Lights go out in the elevator. I'm like, no. Then the elevator drops just, I don't even know how much it dropped, but it dropped enough to make me almost shit myself. And luckily, I'd just taken my morning dump, so could have been dangerous had I not. But oh my god, bruh. Oh my god. I look at the door of the elevator. It's slightly open, and I'm not seeing like the floor. I'm seeing like what you see in the in between floors. And my heart is thumping, bruh. I'm breathing like, oh my god, bruh. Like y'all don't know this, bruh. Y'all don't know this stress, this drama, bruh. Oh my god. But anyway, woo-wee. The elevator goes back to the floor I was just on and opens up. You don't know how I jumped out of that fucking elevator. And I didn't even realize. Now remember, I'm in the elevator. I have not ran anywhere. I'm just posted, bro. But I walked out of that elevator. This nigga's still on the phone. And I am like shook, bro. This nigga. I don't know if he saw what just happened, but he looked at me like, it's gonna be okay, bro. And the elevator closed, and I looked back at it. I looked around, the lights were still on, so I'm like, this can't be load shedding. Like, what the fuck was that? Do you think I took the elevator back? Hell no, my nigga. I ran up those stairs. Holy shit, bruh. Holy shit. Like, just thinking about that story, I'm out of breath again, bruh. Jesus, that shit. Like, not even the running up the stairs. Just literally, as I got out the elevator, I was out of breath. I was mad. Well, I was in my boost, bruh. Yo. Anyway. Fucking load shedding, dog. 4 hours. One level 4 or level 3. Some shit like that, bruh. You know, I never know this shit. I never check the schedule. I should, because, like, obviously, plan your life and shit. But to give you a perspective of why I wouldn't, I don't ever check the weather, my nigga. I leave the house with a jacket in the car, and I dress for what I feel like the weather is at that moment. And I have a large jacket and a lighter jacket in the whip. Always leave the house. So as I'm leaving, I keep a large jacket in the whip, and I keep a light jacket on me. So as I'm leaving the crib, I'll be wearing a light jacket, and I'll take it off to drive. I don't know why I'm telling you this, other than the fact that I don't plan much, dog. You can tell that by the fact that I'm telling you about my jackets. I don't know what I'm going to talk about on this episode. I did want to speak about just... I probably should have, instead of jumping into this load shedding story, because we had a great impasse when I was speaking about just how I got that story about racial prejudice and all of that wrong. And I was just thinking to myself, bro, do you think these situations happen because people are unaware of their prejudices? And to be aware of your prejudices, what kind of a person does it take, bro? Because, like, it takes somebody, I believe, who is extremely willing to really look at themselves in the mirror before they pass judgment on others. And that's why, if you will notice, even in that story, and if it came off as I was passing judgment on the men who had performed these racial acts, don't get me twisted, I definitely do not pass judgment on them, for one reason, that I have never been a perfect nigga, and especially at the ages where they were doing, call it racial shit, I was doing other shit that was not cool. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, if I give you an example, I've always fought this perspective that I was a bully or a dickhead in school. I still don't think believe that the dickhead part was fair, but I don't believe the bully part was fair, and I may be wrong about that. You see, I gotta look back at myself with the same and let me not say fair, let me rather say not accurate. But I guess if anybody, just as my boy put, certain actions put a magnifying glass on certain actions, you can definitely gain the picture that, holy shit, this guy was a monster. Speaking about me right now. And it's possible. It's possible. And in actuality, in some cases in my life, as I'm not even going to speak about you guys, because I love to say, like, hey, bro, I'm not the only nigga who did, you know what I mean? And that's neither here nor there. I'm speaking about me. And there are definitely actions that I regret. There's, like, situations where I could have handled things with my fellow peers better. Times where anger got the better of me, you know, pride, ego, all of these things. So I try and look back on those moments and learn from them to become a better man today. And I guess those guys could probably do the same thing as all of us can. But how honest are we willing to be when we're looking at ourselves today? Because it's very easy to say, oh, I was fucked up back then, but I'm a way better person now and I know better. But how do you know better if you haven't looked at the actions and really put a magnifying glass on them to really suss out the motive behind some of these behaviors? You know what I mean? So I guess the question is, how willing are you to look at yourself truthfully? Like, if I'm looking at myself, do I still have prejudices? Yeah, I was talking, so we do this, and if you, I doubt you wouldn't know this, but we do a blunt conversation live, Instagram live, every night at around 8:30, every weeknight at around 8:30, and in that blunt conversation, we talk bluntly. It's me and two of my niggas, Blaine and Lyle. And we go in about all sorts of conversations. And one of the conversations we have, or one of the running topics, is that Lyle is a enemy of progress. And so is Blaine. They are both enemies of progress. And apparently I am one as well. And there's a lot of joke and humor to this. But in actuality, I think about it. And because Blaine called me a racist. And I thought about it, bro. I had to, because it's me. I overthink shit. And I was like, do you have any racial prejudices? Simple answer, of course, bro. Of course. Am I one of the people of color who believe that people of color can't be racist because racism is systemic. I mean, it depends on what definition you're using. So if we're saying, like, that's what people normally say. They say, I can't be racist, I can be prejudiced. But it depends on what definition of racism you're using. If you're using racism as a system of power that oppresses minorities or people, and that's the thing, in South Africa we're a majority, but that's neither here nor there. We're a minority in terms of money and wealth. But yet again, that's neither here nor there. But if you're using that, then yeah, I can only be prejudiced, I can't be racist. If you're using racism as somebody who profiles people according to their race, then yeah, I wouldn't say I do it purposefully. I wouldn't say I do it with ill intent either, but I definitely do it. It's like, I don't understand when people say, I don't see color. Maybe you do your best not to react to color, but it's kind of like how I look at it, and this is an analogy on the fly, so here we go. How I look at it is, imagine a picture that you draw, right? You draw a picture of a man standing there. You add the color of his hair, black, and that's his religious beliefs. You add the color of his eyes, blue, and that's his sexuality. And you add the color of his skin, you add more and more, and it goes into his education, it goes into his upbringing, it goes into all the things that color in a person and provide context to that person's life. So when I see you, I see a lot, not all, and these are generalizations, but I do see a lot. I see you as a black man, and there's a few places where my mind can go already, just from the go. I see you as a black man, and straight away, my mind can make a few generalizations on experiences that black men share. And from there, I can talk to you and gather more information on whether I'm right or wrong. But I'm getting it from the horse's mouth. I'm not making my own opinion and running with it. But if I don't speak to you, then I have whatever opinion that I have just from looking at you. And I move on through life with that. Whether I like to or not, whether I want to or not, it's innate. Because experiences inform your behavior. Experiences inform how you look at the world. But yeah, man. I guess everybody... Everybody has their opinions on people, whether they're valid or not, neither here nor there. Race is something just like culture, just like ethnicity, just like, I don't know, education, work experience, career path, all of these things, bruh, that hobbies, they all make us people. Like, they add color to our person. So, like, do you ignore someone's race just because you may be a racist if you see it? Makes no sense. You're ignoring their cultural history, especially if it jumps out at you, bruh. Like, imagine you see a Jewish dude wearing a yarmulke and you're like, I don't see hats. Like, what the f- what? I don't know if I'm making sense, bruh. Like, does this make sense to you guys? Like, you see, like, an Islamic man wearing a kufi, and you're like, I don't see... You get what I mean, bruh? Like, this is a part of the person. As much... I don't know. I think I have to be making sense. If I don't, episode 27, I'll be I fucked up. Oh, goddamn, man. But yeah, man, I'm not trying to be here the whole night, so I'll look back. I'll look deeper into that, man. It's something that I always think about, though, man. Like, that's just one prejudice that I was discussing. But I'm a member of the LGBTQIA plus community, and I probably still have prejudice against, and not against like, oh fuck those people or whatever, but just preconceived notions about people within that, other people within that community, within my community. Are they right? No. How do I learn about them? I ask and we talk about shit. But as soon as people are unaware of their prejudices, or rather not willing to do a little bit of soul searching and see what their prejudices might be and see whether they're right or wrong, and normally if we're honest, prejudices are wrong, but I don't know, can prejudices be right? They can be neutral, I'm sure, man. You can't have neutral prejudices. So just preconceived notions that just aren't negative, maybe. I guess the whole idea of having a preconceived notion about a person always seems to have a negative connotation to it. Is that fair? Yeah, maybe, bro. Maybe, who knows? But yeah, I was saying, I have prejudices. I have things that I am willing to look at. Honestly. Doesn't always mean I'm willing to change them. Don't get it twisted. But if it makes sense to me, I will. The fuck, man? What kind of an animal do you think I am? Anyway, man. Moving on to my favorite part of the podcast. Musical project of the week. And this week, since I actually haven't picked one for a while, bro. I haven't had the luxury. I mean, I've been having guests and shit. These niggas just listen to whatever the fuck they want to listen to. Hey, Bobs, what about this? Hey, Bobs, what about that? Fuck your music, nigga. I'm joking. They actually listen to dope projects, and I've been, like, on these projects ever since they put me on. But my musical project of the week is by a producer who I fell in love with in around... call it 2012, 2013. And no, fuck that. It's not. I'm scratching that. That'll be maybe the next week's musical project. If I'm being dead honest, this musical project has been in my house since I fucking heard it. And I just recently started listening to it again on repeat. And it's by a French rapper named Josman. Oh my God. Oh my god dog, no ways. So some of his tracks on no, actually I don't think any of his tracks on YouTube have translations or on Genius, but I remember in 2018, I was kicking it with a French homie of mine that was in SA for a second. I don't even know if Jizz is still around, but if he is, and if you're listening, what it do, cuz? But we were kicking it at my crib once, and we were listening to some of Josson's music, cause I was like, holy shit, you're French, you're probably gonna understand this shit. Break it down for me, nigga. And he did, and it kind of, it's crazy how music can be like that, bro. Like, I didn't understand the language, but I knew what the songs were about, and I knew just from the schemes that I was hearing, because you can hear rhymes, like, because rhyming is onomatopoeia is like one of those words that sound, that make, that is a sound, like boom is an onomatopoeia, or pa, pa. I don't think that's a word. But what was I saying? Just music, right? Like, you can hear sounds that sound alike, and therefore you can hear rhymes. But you can hear if someone's like if the rhyme scheme is tight, and by that I mean like there's a lot of words in a single bar, then clearly if there's a lot of words and they rhyme at the end, I think maybe it's also the delivery of how it goes. And just like some song, you know what I mean? You can kind of hear the kind of what the message is supposed to be through delivery, through tone, and also just schemes. Like, you never hear somebody like, yo, my chick. Man, I love my goddamn cat. That cat is hot. Like, you get what I mean? Obviously, this man's got some shit on his chest, if that's his tone. So yeah, man, the project's name is 000. He actually calls it 000. Every now and then he throws in an English word. Every now and then, you know what I mean? I mean, English rap, or rappers who rap in English throw in Spanish every now and then. Rappers in South Africa who rap in English throw in Vinek. Rappers who rap in French, I guess, throw in English. That's their shit. But yeah, man. Oh my God, what a project. Mede, the last song, the outro song. Oh my God. Some of the songs, I'm not gonna know the pronunciation, but there's High Life as well. Oh my God, what a song. 000, Fucked Up Part 2. And my Wi-Fi's fucked up. I'm not reading the track list. I just remember these fucking songs. Oh my God. What else, man? What else? Vanille! That's the track that I was telling you, like, it's you can hear, like, he's spitting some real shit. Like, yeah. Oh, my word, bro. What a artist. Just, man. He just dropped a new project. That's what... Oh, so, I can't remember. I was talking to one of my homies about, like, different kind of countries' musics, and I was like, my boy, like, French hip-hop has always had a sweet... French hip-hop, Korean hip-hop, and Japanese hip-hop have always had like a special place in my heart since I discovered artists within them. And I was like, oh shit, this shit goes hard. And he was like who? And I was like Josman. And then I was like, oh my God, like Josman. And I went back and I was not disappointed. It's like it got better with time, bro. But yeah, man, that's the musical project of the week. 000 with a dollar sign at the end by Josman, Josman. Till the next time, this has been fucking incredible. First and foremost, I keep fucking up my outro. This has been fucking incredible. If you're still listening, I really fuck with you. Until the next time, I bid you adieu, and I will see you